Let's imagine for a moment one of the temple priests in his den at home. The night before, reaching for a scroll that just happened to contain Psalm 20. He is troubled by the occurrences of this week and the talk the previous night at the high priest Caiaphas's palace of what steps they believe the temple should take next. He is in agreement that this rebellious Nazirite has to be put down, but is disturbed as well at what is being mentioned as possible solutions, and is fearful that this whole affair hasn't gotten quite out of hand. Does Psalm 20 have any words of wisdom to help settle him? Well, let's see. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. He cries out, Lord, hear me in this day of trouble. O God of Jacob, defend this, your holy temple, from the attacks of this young, riotous ruffian. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen us out of Zion. His silhouette upon the stone wall wrestles the floor prostrate, a bit more unsettled. Remember all thy people's offerings and accept their many burnt sacrifices. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy deliverance in this dark hour from this child of Beelzebub. And in the name of you, our God, we will set up our banners. For you, Lord, fulfill all your chosen people's humble petitions. By the end of this prayer, as you can imagine, our priest does find a comfort. He does see a good end for this, but how to calm down the other priests and make them hopeful in this prayer as well? Now that's a whole different question. The thought of that is not so comforting, because for the rank of priests above this lowly man, this is not a, quote, God come and help us type affair. This is a, it's up to the strength and resolve of this wise and learned council to get this thing done. Perhaps if he said, we shall not trust our chariots nor our horses, but only trust in the name of the Lord our God, he briefly considers. Nah, he answered himself. They would just tell me that this is what it means to trust in the Lord God, to go out without any doubt of it and to get the job done. And there would be those too that would jest. What? Are you on the Nazirite side again, as well? If there's one thing this group of priests know, to a man, it is that from the time of John the Baptist, this group has been called a den of vipers. Defend us, O Lord. That the Nazirite, in his best-known sermon, said that unless their righteousness exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees, that they would in no way see the kingdom of heaven. Defend us, O Lord. That he has called us the blind leading the blind, pictured our nation as sheep without shepherds, told us that we would have to be born again. He rudely quotes the prophet that we worship God with our lips, but not our hearts, but our hearts are far from God. He has even claimed to some that he is God, and that one cannot love the Father without loving the Son as well. Defend us, O Lord. The politicians are very uncomfortable. They say that Rome is getting anxious that something be done. Defend us, Lord. Send help from the sanctuaries. Strengthen us out of Zion. This is certainly a troubling day, but it's not quite the day of trouble. Haven't we faced days just like this before? There's just one thing left, then, to consider. What to do about this idea of him raising on the third day? So now for the rest of us, to be fair, what then are we left to believe in all of this? That the Lord answered this Psalm 20 prayer, or something like it, if there ever was one, by providing the chief priests with a disciple willing to betray the Nazarite? That the Lord defended them by providing men and women willing to testify falsely against the Nazarite? That the Lord strengthened them upon a Roman judge's innocent verdict by bringing a crowd of people to scream and threaten public riot unless a bloody thief be traded for the Nazarite? That the Lord fulfilled his heart's good counsel by granting a divine verdict in favor of the continuance of these chief priests and against the life of this Nazarite? Do we forget what ilk these chief priests have throughout this proven themselves to be? I don't know if there is such a prayer. There's only one prayer of this type that I can find. And Jesus then said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they parted his raiment and cast lots.